Hello, this is HM correspondent Dulcinea Diggs, and I'm here at the Girls Inc. event in Albany. Today I'm speaking with the author Ashley Charleston. She is here to support Girls Inc. and read her book to the young ladies here at Girls Inc. Please welcome my guest, Ashley Charleston. How are you doing today?
I'm excellent. Thank you for asking.
Of course. What is your background?
My background, one, I am a teacher. I was able to get my education at SUNY Albany, where I studied English. And then I got my master's at the illustrious North Carolina A&T, where I studied English and African American Lit.
And what was it like studying African American literature?
It was a beautiful experience. I got to learn a lot about myself. I got to learn about my heritage, and I got to connect with a lot of wonderful people and learn just how many contributions African American people have had in the world of literature, the world of writing, and it was a great experience.
So you're a teacher, right?
I am.
Now please tell me, why did you become an ELA teacher?
I became an ELA teacher because I think it's so important for students all over the globe, but here in America, to be able to write themselves into existence. I think that students need an opportunity to know that their voice needs to be heard, their voice matters, and there's no better way than to put it in writing because your writing will outlast you even when you're not here.
Definitely, definitely. So, what are some of the pros and cons of being an ELA teacher?
A lot of pros. You have the opportunity to be influential in the lives of youth. You have an opportunity to teach students to be citizen scholars, to know that outside of school, they have so many opportunities to connect to their communities, connect to people that look like them, who don't look like them, and to help them with their writing and know that, you know, words matter, words count. And reading and writing are just fundamental things that you need to be able to do, and it could be fun. You know, some cons, very little cons. You know, sometimes right now we're in a pandemic, so a lot of students, they don't turn their cameras on. You have students who are not coming into school, so you don't have an opportunity to have that hands-on, one-on-one experience. But hopefully, you know, next school year, I'll have an opportunity to see more smiling faces inside of the actual physical classroom.
And how have you been able to make it, I guess you could say, bearable?
Well, every day, just coming in with a great attitude, just letting students know, like, I'm here for you, you know, smiling, just, you know, positivity, and just, you know, being that teacher that lets students know, like, okay, if you don't know an answer, if you need help, just let me know. And, you know, being that person, putting on a little bit of music, you know, in Zoom chat, just constantly reminding students, like, you know, this is a page we're on, sharing the text, and just getting voices heard. In the beginning of school, I would do a lot of the reading, but now it's like, okay, we need different parts. I need you to be the Cyclops. I need you to be Odysseus. I need you to be Circe. Just letting the students know that, all right, we need some different parts. I need you guys to act these roles out. Let's make this happen.
Now, do you think your students have gotten used to the pandemic? And if so, how is it affecting their schoolwork?
Unfortunately, I think they have gotten used to it. I hope that is something that we never have to get used to again. A lot of students I know are struggling with depression. You know, a lot of adults are struggling with depression, and that's a big thing. You know, you have students that, you know, the parents have said, like, my child went from being outgoing, my child went from, you know, bubbly and connecting to school, connecting to friends, to now they don't want to be on camera, you know, they don't want to do their work. All they want to do is sleep. All they want to do is be on Roblox. All they want to do is, you know, be on video games. And, you know, it's very sad.
Definitely, definitely. They love those Roblox for sure.
They do. They do.
So please tell us, what is your relationship to Girls Inc.?
Girls Inc. and I, we go way, way back. So Girls Inc. was a place where I got my start as a young girl back in third grade. Girls Inc. is Schenectady. Shout out to Girls Inc., the Greater Capital Region. It was a place where I used to go after school. I was fortunate enough to take Taekwondo, fortunate enough to go to camp, fortunate enough to even name Creation Station. And then as I got older, I was able to work at Girls Inc. while going to college and all of that beautiful stuff. And now here I am. Life comes full circle.
Now, can you tell us more about Creation Station? What is that about?
Well, when I first started Girls Inc., we had a place called The Game Room. And there was a contest where one of the girls got to name the game room something else. And I just put, you know, a name in the hat, and then people picked it, and it went from The Game Room to Creation Station. So when I came to this beautiful building here in Albany and see that they had Creation Station, I'm like, wow, instead of it being Game Room, it's now Creation Station. It's just, when I think about it, it's like all these moving parts together, and I just see girls creating and being their best selves and just working together in that space. And it has withstood the test of time. Like, I'm not gonna give my age away, but it's been many, many years. So that excites me.
It's like watching your dreams come true a little bit, no?
Watching my dreams come true, you know, from childhood to adulthood.
Definitely. Okay, what is Nyasia's beautiful discovery all about?
I love that energy. Nyasia's beautiful discovery, it was actually written with my niece, Nyasia. Shout out to Nyasia. It's about a young girl's journey from being fearful to finding the courage to not be fearful working with a friend. You know, this friend helps her overcome her fear, and that's what she'll find out in the book. It's like, how does this happen? What does this friend do? How does Nyasia overcome her fear? And that's, you know, basically sums up the book.
Now, I was taking a couple previews of the book. Nyasia is multicultural, no?
Nyasia is multicultural. Nyasia is African-American and a Puerto Rican young lady. She has a black belt in Taekwondo. And again, that's my wonderful niece.
Wow. So you took her story and just ran with it, right?
I took her story and ran with it. I think, again, it's important that we're leaving legacies for the children in our families. Even though she's not my daughter, she's my niece. And I think that this will be something that she'll be able to look back on and know that I'm an author. You know, I can put this down on my college resume. I can tell my friends about it, and I can build on this. And even if my life, I feel like it might not be my best day, I might not be my happiest, I can look back at this and know that this is something I did with my aunt. This is something that puts a smile on my face, and it touches people that I may never get to know.
Definitely, definitely. Kids don't realize the impact they could have by doing something like writing a book.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, so what would you say to the young lady listening to this right now?
I would tell the young lady listening to this right now, you're a queen. You know, your power is on the inside, and you have the power to do anything that you put your mind to. You know, if that means write, if that means run, if that means draw, do whatever it is that is going to be the best for you at the time, and just keep pushing. But just know that you're a queen, no matter where you are at this point in your life.
Beautiful. Well said. Okay. Now tell us, do you have any final words?
I just thank you for this interview. And again, my book is available on Amazon. It's available on Barnes & Noble's. It's Nyasia's Beautiful Discovery. Check it out. You know, a lot of students have, you know, told me that they got over their fear of bugs. They've learned to, you know, trust nature a little bit more. And it puts smiles on kids' faces. And it made me happy. So hopefully it'll make you happy as well.
Definitely, definitely. And how can the public see more of you? You have Instagram, Facebook, you know?
Yeah, so check me out on Instagram, Sis Authoress, SisAuthoress. I actually also have an author page on Facebook, Ashley Charleston. Check me out there as well. And I'm available. Come find me.
All right, folks. Well, I just spoke with the lovely Ashley Charleston. Be sure to check out her book, Nyasia's Beautiful Discovery. Thanks so much, Ashley.
Thank you.